Hey, Brian, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Great to be here.
When did you get started with this project? When did it start percolating in your mind?
It was 2008. It was after wrapping up another film of mine on aviation as well. And I wanted to do another aviation story from a different perspective. The first one I did, called 16 Right, was about aviation from a pilot's perspective, the passion for flying, for those who fly. And I wanted to have the same kind of perspective on this amazing time we live in, and that we can fly, but from a passenger's perspective, and try to excite people that fly, but in the back of the plane.
It's produced by National Geographic, but it'll be playing at the Air and Space Museum, right?
Well, it's distributed by National Geographic. We actually produced it independently over the last 6 years, and then they came on board in the fall to distribute. And yeah, it opens this week, premieres tonight.
How did you go about getting Nat Geo on board?
Well, there's something called the Giant Screen Cinema Association, and they have two conventions a year, and you get to see all the big giant screen films that are coming. And we had produced it independently, and we were a free agent last fall and got to show it to the industry. And we had a lot of interest from the distributors, and National Geographic and I hit it off, and they were the perfect fit for this film on so many levels. But their brand and their reach and how they integrate with all these museums and the educational components, and certainly the photography and the global nature of the film just all really felt right for both of us.
Awesome. Now, it's narrated by Harrison Ford, who we all know was in that plane accident. Thankfully, he's going to be okay. But he came on board a long time ago, right? How did you get him on board?
Yeah, so he came on board last March 2014. And I had a chance to share the film with him. He's a really avid pilot and a proponent of aviation, and the message of this film really resonated with him. And so he'd seen my last film, 16 Right. It's, again, very much pilot-oriented, but he really got what I was trying to do with this, and it was important to me that someone could deliver the message and the narration in a very passionate way and really mean what he's saying, because the whole film is narrated start to finish. So it's a big job to carry that, and he watched it 5 times, really studied up, and really understood what the meaning was behind the words, which makes all the difference, rather than just a celebrity reading the narration for a film. So, yeah, we recorded it last March, and it's incredible. He did a heck of a job.
Yeah, it's got to be much better when the, quote-unquote celebrity voice that you have to read it is actually passionate about the subject rather than, punching the clock and reading lines with no real attachment. Now, you also have the music is by James Horner, right? Titanic, Avatar. How did you get him on board?
Yeah, well, he's a pilot as well and very passionate. Similar story, and I'm a pilot, and we're all passionate storytellers, filmmakers, and pilots. And so he also had a chance to see some of the footage very early on and shared what we were doing. And he also was like, this is great. And if we can get schedules to work out when you're ready, I would love to score this film. And the rest is history.
You guys shot this, you and your team shot it in 18 different countries. What all countries we have here?
Oh yeah, 18 countries, all 7 continents. We tried, we were very aware not to just make this here in the United States. Only one of the 18 countries is here in the U.S., of course. So it's a very global film, and it's a very global concept, how the airplanes change the world. So very important to capture that and to travel and tie it all together. So we saw ancient civilizations in 4 different places, people and cultures that had never met back in when they were, ruling. And now here we are, we can be tourists and connect them all, in a matter of a couple of days. So we were in Cambodia, in Chichen Itza, Mexico, and Rome, Italy. I'm capturing in just a single sequence, actually, how people and cultures and tourists, are connecting and walking in the footsteps of those in the past.
Absolutely. Now, you've spent a long time working on it. Now that it's all together, when you sit down and watch it on the big screen, is there a certain part that you're able to just sit back and enjoy as a viewer, look up at it and say, man, that one shot there really came out well? Is there anything like that when you finally watch it that you're proud of most?
Well, yeah, sure. To see it all as one piece now, it is pretty special. And in thousands, if millions of pieces over all these years, one line at a time, one shot at a time, one sequence at a time, and slimming down 260 hours to a 47-minute film was, a monumental task by my team and I. But yeah, to see it together, it's one thing now, which is all a movie should be, one single experience. And when it comes to the end and it all comes together, the story starts to come back to its, the ultimate point and takeaway. And when that happens in the film, it really feels right. I get, you know, get a good feeling and really seeing it through other people's eyes and hearing their reactions afterwards certainly is very, very satisfying because it seems like it's doing everything I hoped it would.
Yeah, I mean, we've had many different breakthroughs from steam engines to even now in outer space. Like, we just interviewed someone for Journey to Space the other day. But what is it about aviation that continues to capture our cultural imagination? You know, everyone thinks the Wright brothers and you know, Lindbergh and all these things. What is it that is just makes it its own little unique obsession for innovators around the world?
Well, you know, there's nothing that's like it. Nothing has replaced it. And we don't see anything in the near future replacing our ability to go between two places. We need some sort of transport to do that. You know, in the past, it was just our own 2 feet or horses. I mean, even 200 years ago, that's it. It was horsepower or foot power. And when all that changed with exactly as you said, a steam engine, the train, obviously boat, but ultimately the jet airplane, you know, really changed the world. It's only 60 years ago. Just living in this fraction of a moment in time when this is possible. And so the irony, though, I find is although the innovators and pilots and the passionate people that are pushing this industry forward are fascinated by it, it seems that the common, you know, the public, the traveling public, the fascination seems to be, you know, all but lost. And the film really wants to bring that back and show what's become so ordinary and somehow an inconvenience to really, you know, turn that around and see it for, A, how new it is, B, how truly extraordinary it is and the opportunities that it's afforded us, and then to contemplate the question that if we couldn't fly, you know, would we still go to the places we go? And if we didn't go, how different would our lives be? And I feel like when you really stop and think about that, which of course isn't something you necessarily would think about on your own every day, but putting it into perspective, what the airplane has enabled in our lives is really profound, but it's hard to see it because we were born into the time it was already possible. So the film puts that all, you know, into perspective, and I think will make it fascinating for those that have become jaded. I think that it really does bring it back into, you know, something new all over again.
You mentioned the jaded thing. What's it been like, you know, being the director of this film you've worked really hard on? You're putting this film together, and then throughout the past year, you have to watch, you know, the Malaysian plane disappear. You have, in addition to the actual real-life tragedies, is it annoying PR for you? Or do you just say, hey, the film stands on its own, and airplanes are worth exploring regardless of this stuff?
Well, of course, my heart goes out to the families, you know, anyone affected by these, you know, these terrible accidents in aviation. But, you know, for the film is, it really celebrates the positive, everything the airplane does that no other technology in the world can do. And it does it better than any other way to get people from A to B long distances. It really is. And it's, you know, sounds cliche or like a PR line about how safe it really is, but it is. There's 100,000 flights a day, every day, 365 days out of the year. At any moment in time, there's 250,000 people in the sky, and it's been that way for 40 or 50 years. So it's so extraordinary. But of course, when it goes wrong and there is a human factor and it's not perfect, you know, getting that many airplanes moving around the planet, it's unbelievable how good we've perfected this in so little time. So yeah. It's the focus really is on the 99.9999%, you know, that we've perfected this. We can't say that about walking across the street. We can't say that about driving trains. All of these things, there's tragedies every day. But when airplane, frankly, it's so rare, and not to diminish in any way the tragedies that happen. But with car accidents or any transportation, it's the most rare, and in many ways, it captures, you know, the media's attention that much more, just because it's so, so devastating. But I feel that the movie really celebrates the world that it's opened up. And I don't think most people that live in the age of airplanes would want to live in any other time if we knew what that was like.
Absolutely. And when did you first get bit by the bug of aviation? Were you a kid going on a plane, or what was it that if you were examining yourself on the, you know, on the psychiatrist's couch and you had to dig in what it was that first inspired you, what do you think it was?
You know, it's hard to say when that moment happened, but it was very early on. A little boy, I was always into airplanes and model airplanes. My room was full of movie posters related to aviation, the aviation calendar every year, went to air shows, and then later I got my pilot's license as a teenager. It's hard to say, though, how it all started, to be honest. But it's just something that I've always loved, been fascinated by. And it's never gone away. Every time I fly and look out that window, the fascination, you know, has never waned. And we say this in the movie toward the end, but one of the most fascinating parts of aviation is the view that it enables us, the perspective it physically gives us from up above. You can see more in a single glance out that window than most people ever saw in a lifetime.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, it's extraordinary. It doesn't just get us far and fast. It actually is giving you a view. There is no other way to get, even if you didn't go anywhere. You can go up there and come right back to where you started and experience a perspective on the world that was impossible.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to return to the same subject in the future? You have any other upcoming projects?
We're going to focus this year mostly on getting this film out and promoting it. So the focus is very much on this film. But aviation is something I very, very much love. And there's a couple other stories I have that I'd love to bring to life. And it's been a lot of fun focusing on this because it's certainly a real passion of mine.
Well, you can tell in your voice, and I'm sure you can tell in the movie, too. It's when someone loves what they do, it's pretty obvious. And you're definitely passionate about the subject. So that's good. That's a compliment, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to join us. And we look forward to seeing it at the Air and Space Museum. Real quick, do you know how long it's going to run?
It will run, I guess, 3 times a day, and it will run for 1 year minimum, and then hopefully longer. But any day of the week, you can check it out at the Air and Space Museum.
Okay, awesome. Hey, thanks again for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.